Dhyanam guna sabadaga Satsuram nivisham yena tasmai sri gurave
namah
Panchakopatarubhyasya kripasindubhyeva cha Patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah First I offer my unlimited dandavat pranams to my Bhikshu Guru Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and the same unlimited pranams to my Bhikshu Guru Sivanarayan Maharaj by whose mercy I've begun to understand that these Vaishnava Kirtans are most important in the Krishna consciousness movement. Sri Guru Charana Padma, the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Why are they lotus feet? One reason they're lotus feet is the same reason that Krishna's feet are lotus. Because they're always standing on the lotus whirl of Goloka Vrindavan, which has 1,000 petals, which is shaped like 1,000 petal lotus flower. So Sri Guru, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Narottam Das Thakur, are actually residents of Goloka Vrindavan. And they've descended here with Goloka Vrindavan in their hearts. And by surrendering to them, they manifest that Vrindavan Dham in the heart of the sincere sadhak. Sri Guru Charana Padma, Kevala Bhakati Sadhama. Bhakati Sadhama. He is the abode of all different types of bhakti. There are three types of bhakti, three stages of bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. And Sri Gurudev is the only abode of those three stages of bhakti. Kevala bhakati sadma, bandham ri savadana mate. So very carefully, with great awe and reverence, I worship his lotus feet and offer him dandavat pranam. Gurumukha padma vaike se te te koriya aitya. Jahara prasadi vai e bhava toriya jai. O brothers, you should know, you should understand that by taking shelter of Sri Gurudev, you can cross over the ocean.
What is the meaning of taking shelter?
Taking shelter means...
How you will know that he has taken shelter?
Taking shelter means that he has no independent philosophy, he has no independent activity, but he's fully dependent on Sri Gurudev. Fully dependent means he follows everything that Sri Gurudev does, both externally and internally. And this is the essence of all instructions of Sri Rupa Goswami, who Srila Prabhupada writes in the introduction to Sri Upadesamita is the father of the Krishna consciousness movement. Or the Krishna consciousness movement is working under his supervision. So one takes shelter externally by acting as Gurudev is teaching in this world with all the speech and the activities of the body, performing sadhana, performing the nine angas of bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, satyam, atmani, vedanam, and full surrender, which is actually the meaning of diksha, is that one has gotten from the spiritual master his internal, eternal relationship with Krishna. And internally, 24 hours a day, he's serving Krishna with his internal form, his siddha swarup. So full surrender means externally following and internally
Ordinary devotee cannot do like this, but yet he can do that. He should obey all his orders. He should give up his own wish in anything. He should do for Gurudev, to obey Gurudev. He should not think what is better and bad or anything. He should obey his Gurudev. But I have offered myself in the lotus feet of Gurudev, but I will not obey. This I will not do. Then not obeying. So, if I will have to give my this head to obey him, we should do. But we should also think, there was a boy in Mahabharata. What was his name? Ekalabya. He went to Ekalabya, to Dronacharya, and prayed him that I am giving my whole things in your lotus feet. I want that you should teach me arrow and bow,
archery.
He told, why you want to take this vidya of archery, knowledge of archery? He could not answer properly. He has a mode to kill Arjun and to defeat Arjun and also to defeat Krishna. He knew this. Dronacharya knew this fact. So he refused. But he still went, Ekalabya went into forest and made a statue of Dronacharya and began to try, began to do abhyas. Abhyas?
Practice.
He was practicing for a long time. In the meantime, Dronacharya, taking his all disciples, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Duryodhan and all, 5 Pandavas and 100
Kaurava,
105. He went to the same forest and wanted to take some examination of these boys. But at once he saw that there was a dog and he was trying to bark, but from anywhere some arrows came and full of his mouth and he could not bark. But no scratch even was there in his mouth. He was all right, but mouth was full. He could not bark. Dronacharya saw that, a very strange thing. Who has done this? He went forward and saw that a very black person, young, energetic, having his oars and barrels, and he is practicing. Who told that? Who are you? I am Ekalabya. What are you doing? Who has done this to this dog? I have done. Oh, you are so expert. Who is your guru? My guru is Dronacharya. Oh, I am Dronacharya myself. I have not given? No, you have given. Your statue has given. Then you will have to give some dakshina. No? You can want anything dakshina I will give you. Give your right thumb. At once he took his sword and cut it out and took in his this Anjali
offered it
and he gave it. He took it and no response. He returned with all the boys. Some persons, not knowing the purpose of this, they think Ekalabya was very
great.
He was so much offered to his Gurudev and he served his Gurudev and he is the best disciple. No? Best disciple. But our scriptures and real gurus and authorities are against this. He was not a good bona fide disciple. His master was not happy to learn this, but yet he learned against his Gurudev will. And that is why Dronacharya knew that in future he will be a very dangerous person against bhakti, bhakta and Bhagavan. After some time, when Mahabharata was gone, this boy became very furious to Krishna and Arjun, and he came in front of Krishna and Arjun, he began to fight and began to kill Krishna and Arjun. But Krishna took his Darshachakra and it was no more. So he was not a disciple at all. He was a demon. But general person take him like a bona fide disciple. So you should know. I know that some devotees have kept their disciples' name Ekalabya. But I think they are so ignorant. They should not keep their disciples' name or son dot name Ekalabya. This is not Guru Bhakti. Guru Bhakti, like Jiva Goswami, like Narottam Thakur, like others, they are Guru Bhakta. Chetan Rupa Goswami is true disciple, true guru also. Those who are true disciple, they may be true guru also. Guru never makes any disciple. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told. A guru never makes any disciple. What he makes? All gurus. To whom they will touch, they will guru. And they say that we are not guru. So, jahara prasade bhai,
e
bhavatari ajaya. Start for it.
Krishna bhakti bhai.
Go on, after that.
Guruma ka parma vaitya chitai chai khoriya aitya. Here Sri Sri Narottam Das Thakur is saying that make the words that are coming from your lotus mouth one with my heart. Your heart and your words are one. So make my heart and your heart one.
No. The meaning is this. Gurumukha padma vakya chitete kariya aikya. You should take the guru words in your heart. Don't take anything. And this will purpose deserve. Arna kariya mane asa. Let everything aside. But the order of my Gurudev, the teachings of my Gurudev, is everything here. If I will do, bhakti will come, Krishna will be also happy, all will be happy. Chitete kariya at one. I must obey Gurudev. I listen Gurudev. The teachings of Gurudev will make me to serve Krishna and Radha and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the meaning of chitete kariya. You should know that Shastravani, Krishna words, Shastra words, are same as Gurudev is giving. Sometimes we don't understand this fact, but really this. If bona fide guru is, his words are following all the Ved mantras and the Krishna words all follow Gurudev. So, if there is Guru mercy, then there is the mercy of Krishna and all. Yahar jasya prasadat, Bhagavat Prasad. Jasya prasadan nagati, like this. One strength that I must follow my Gurudev.
Unflinching faith.
Then what is?
Sri Guru Charane Rati.
Sri Guru Charane Rati. Eise Uttama Gati. Sri Guru Charane Rati. Say Uttama Rati. What Uttama Rati? Rati to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Radha. What Gurudev wants? He wants that you all should serve Radha and Krishna, conjugal or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the thing. When Gurudev will be happy, if you are serving Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is happy. Otherwise he will not be happy. By giving anything to him, he will never take anything. Only he wants. This is the manovist of Gurudev. To please Radha and Krishna. Only. Then?
Chakshudana
Dila Dehi. I was so blind. So much blind. But Gurudev give me? Get me?
Eyes.
Who get eyes to Narottam Thakur? Jiva Goswami and Loknath. First, Jiva Goswami gave me. Because he is Shikshya Guru. For Narottam Thakur, Jiva Goswami is more important than his Gurudev Loknath Goswami. No? So he is always trying to please Jiva Goswami. Because he knows that to serve Jiva Goswami is to serve Loknath Goswami. That is why Narottam Thakur has told that when my Gurudev Loknath Goswami will come and take me and he will offer in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. So we should try to understand the deep meanings and do accordingly. Only wordings wise not do anything. I am doing kirtan daily, 3 times, 4 times and not obeying all these things, not doing. In fact, will be happy. We will be sahajiya or anything more. So, let us begin from Guru service, obeying Gurudev. If Gurudev is bona fide, we should not think that whether his order is good or bad. I have nothing to worry to carry my order of my Gurudev because I know that what he is telling is true to accident. You have nothing to worry in the order of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami because he is true to accident. So you must carry what he is telling. Don't think whether it is wrong or right. Nothing. He is not a Kanishta Adhikari, he is not a Madhyam Adhikari, but he is Uttam Adhikari. So like this. Then?
Prema Bhakti
Jaha. So he will give us Bhakti Netra in this birth, after this birth, after this birth. So, we will not be liberated and we will be in Golok Vrindavan. He will always come and help. He has done pratigya. If anyone he takes his shelter, he never gets up. He never takes his anarth or even very general mistakes. Always excusing. So it may be so many births. But yet he is helping. And he will help up that. We have seen in Brihad Bhagavatamrita of Srila Sanatana Goswami that in 100 lakh births he helped his disciple. So this is a very great hope for us. He will never, we may give him, but he will never give. Prema Bhakti? Avidya Banasya. First, Prema Bhakti will come by serving him, and every anarth will go away, offenses will go away. First, our offenses should go away, and then Prema Bhakti will come. It is absurd. As much as Bhakti will come, it will be first Bhava Bhakti, then Prema Bhakti, and all kinds of anarth and offenses will go away. Otherwise not, if bhakti is not there and you are trying in lakhs and lakhs, but you cannot do. So we must try to serve Gurudev and to have some bhakti and then they will go automatically. Otherwise not. Don't try more to give up offenses and control mind and all these things. It will come out automatically if you are serving loyally to your Gurudev. Then? Dibya Gyana. All Gyana will come. Sambandha Gyana, Avidheya Gyana, Prayojana Gyana. Everything will come. So go on. So he is telling, Haha Prabhu Karadaya. Seeing no alternative at all. There is nothing alternative. Then weeping bitterly, weeping with tears, we should pray to Gurudev, telling that you are the manifestation of the Bhagavad Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. You are so much causeless, merciful. Be merciful to me. I am blind. Having so many anaths. Ha Prabhu Karadaya Padachaya. The shade of your lotus feet. Dachaya. Tuhapade Lailu Sara. I am taking shelter. But I am not qualified to take shelter, but yet I am praying you to make me so that I may fully surrender you. So we should try to do. Narottam Thakur has written a book. Prarthana. But very little book. Containing so many Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And this is the Mangalacharan of this. In the beginning. At first there were not so many books. Only Bhakti Rasami Sindhu and all others. This is the purport of Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And first kirtan is this. Ekta kirtan karo kichu. Tata mitu visham kare nyavar. Jaya. Vrishna Vandana to kare. Jate sakali jai te pare.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Nitai he Gaura he Nitai he Nitai he Gaura he Nitai he Gaura he Nitai he jahure mana Sri Nandana Nandana Abhaya Yaranara Bindare Bhajahure Mana Sri Nandana Nandana Abhaya Yaranara Bindare Bhajahure Mana Sri Nandana Nandana Abhaya Yaranara Bindare Bhajahure Abhaya Yaranara दुर्लभमानव जन्म सत संगे दुर्लभ मानव जन्म दुर्लभ मानव जन्म सत संगे दुर्लभ नमस्कार तारा हुए भव इंदुरे तारा भजहुरे मन श्री नंदन नंदन अभय चरणार बिंद रे भजहुरे आशीत यातप बात बरीशन हे दिना जामिनी जागीरे शीत आतप बात बरीशन हे दिना जामिनी जागीरे शीत यातप बात बरीशन हे दिना जामिनी जागीरे शीत बरीशन हे दिना जामिनी जागीरे विफल से बिनु दुरा जन विफल पान दुरा जन चापल सुखल लागी रे चापल भजहुरे मन श्री नंदन नंदन अभय चरणार बिंद रे भजहुरे आये धन यौवन पुत्र परिजन इते किया छे पर प्रीति रे ये धन यौवन पुत्र परिजन इते किया छे पर प्रीति ओ इते किया छे पर प्रीति ಭಜಹುರೆ ಮನ ಶ್ರೀನಂದನಂದನ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣರ ಬಿಂದರೆ ಭಜಹುರೆ ಮನ ಭಜಹುರೆ ಮನ ಶ್ರೀನಂದನಂದನ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣರ ಬಿಂದರೆ ಭಜಹುರೆ ಶ್ರವಣ ಕೀರ್ತನ ಸ್ಮರಣ ವಂದನ ಪಾದ ಸೇವನ ದಾಸುರೆ ಶ್ರವಣ ಕೀರ್ತನ ಶ್ರವಣ ಕೀರ್ತನ ಸ್ಮರಣ ವಂದನ ಪಾದ ಸೇವನ ದಾಸುರೆ ಶ್ರವಣ ಕೀರ್ತನ ಪೂಜನ ಸಖಿ ಜನ ಆತ್ಮ ನಿವೇದನ ಪೂಜನ ಪೂಜನ ಸಖಿ ಜನ ಆತ್ಮ ನಿವೇದನ ಪೂಜನ ಗೋವಿಂದ ದಾಸಯ ಭೀಲಾಸುರೆ ಗೋವಿಂದ ದಾಸಯ ಭೀಲಾಸುರೆ ಭಜಹುರೆ ಮನ ಶ್ರೀನಂದನಂದನ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣರ ಬಿಂದರೆ ಭಜಹುರೆ ಮನ ಭಜಹುರೆ ಮನ ಶ್ರೀನಂದನಂದನ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣರ ಬಿಂದರೆ ಭಜಹುರೆ ಮನ
ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೈ ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾಪದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೌರತಿಶೇ ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯೈ ತದಾಲಯೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ತದಭಕ್ತಾಯ ನಮಃ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ವಿಹೀನಾಪರಾಧಲಕ್ಷ್ಯೈ ಕ್ಷಿಪ್ತಾಶ್ಚ ಕಾಮಾದಿತರಂಗಮಧ್ಯೆ ಕೃಪಾಮಯೀ ತ್ವಾಂ ಶರಣಂ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನ ವೃಂದೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚರಣ ತವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ತವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ನ ಜೀವಾಮಿ ತ್ವಯಾ ವಿನಾ ಇತಿ ವಿಜ್ಞಾಯ ರಾಧೇ ತ್ವಂ ನಯ ಮಾಂ ಆಪ್ಟೋಲ್ ದೇ ಶ್ಲೋಕ್ ಅನರ್ಪಿತ ಚರಣ ಚಿರಾತ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕಂಪೋಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇನ್ ಹೀಸ್ ವಿದಗ್ಧ ಮಾಧವ್ ವೆರಿ ಅಥೆಂಟಿಕ್ ಬುಕ್ ಆಫ್ ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ರೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಬುಕ್ ಟು ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ ದಿ ವಿಶಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was coming from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri in the way in a village named Satyabhamapur. He has a dream in the last night. If anyone in the last night sees dream, and after that he don't again sleep, then it may be true. And for devotees,
who are so high class of devotees. Their all dreams are true. Radhika's dream, Krishna's dream, devotee's dream, never false. So he saw a dream that a very beautiful Divya Devi has come and telling me that don't make one book, make two books, one of Braja and another from for Dwarka. Don't mix. Then he began to make, he thought that Satyabhama is doing. Here is Satyabhama and he is dreaming me. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him in Puri, he came to Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told in any way that don't take Brajanandan Krishna out of Vrindavan. That is, what is the meaning? You should not take this Krishna to Dwarka and Mathura. Tattvata, they are one. No difference at all. But by rush vichar, when the vision of rush, Brajendanandan and Vasudev Nandan are not same. They are different. But by tattva, they are one. Ordinary person cannot take these things. Only if Madhyam Adhikari is there and he is in line of Rupa Goswami, he can understand these things. Rupa Goswami at once understood, and for one book he made this Mangalacharna. When he was in Puri, in the cottage of Haridas Thakur, he was so humble that he don't used to go on foot to take darshan of Jagannath. Always very far away, and from there he used to do sashtang pranam. Because I am so wretched, I am Muslim, I have no quality, I am impure, like this. Rupa Goswami also followed Haridas Thakur. Because with his son Shah Muslim king, I am also like a Muslim. So he used to be there. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there with his all associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all together. Very learned society conference. And they, Swarup Damodar told that, what books are you writing? Show me. He was so ashamed that he was not going to show this thing. But they told repeatedly, so he gave it. Oh, you should recite the first slok, Mangalacharanam, Swarup Damodar told. He was so learned. He began to recite this. Anarpita charin chirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpayitam unnatojjala sangsa bhakti hariha purva sundara dutika damba sandipita sada hridaya kandare surutame sachinandana. All became so happy. How beautiful, full of all kinds of siddhant in this slope. We have never heard like this. We have heard so many things, so slow, but never heard like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, it is not good this slok. Three charan, three lines of this slok. It's so better. But Purvatame Sachinandanaha, it is like poison in milk. It has made wrong all things. Swarup Damodar told that this fourth line has made it as if in so much condensed milk there is campus or mystery there, sugar there. It has made it more tasteful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all that. Be merciful to Rupa Goswami, so that he may know my heart and he can fulfill my all desires. Now we are going to explain this sloka. Why Krishna Das Kaviraj took this sloka in Mangalacharan? He was so learned person, he can make hundreds of sloka in very little time, in moments. He had made so many sloka in Chaitanya Charitamrit. He has made Gopal, Govinda Lila Amrit, so... No. Himself he has done. Govinda Lila Amrit. He has done about more than 1,000 sloks there. So many in all a sloka he has done. So many good books he has written. Why he took this sloka? Because undoubtedly Rupa Goswami is Siddha Mahapurusha and he is Rupa Manjari. If he makes glorify Krishna and praise Krishna, he is probably more effective, powerful than my. I am so ordinary person. I have no bhakti at all. So, if the prayers of Narottam Thakur, Premananda, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or the slokas of Rupa Goswami and all others, Sarup Damodar, we will recite, it will be more powerful than we will do ourselves. We should not do kirtan of other persons who are not qualified and who are not devotional persons. They can make so ornamented language in English or Hindi or Bengali or Sanskrit, but we should not sing. We should sing only songs of authentic Vaishnavas. So he is taking and praying. By this praying, surely our Ishta Dev will be so happy. Anarpit Charin Chirat. Anarpit. Anarpit means not given. But Chirat, for a long time, what has not been given. What is that long period? Long period that in a Brahma day it constants so many years. 3 lakhs
4 lakhs
32,000 years make Kali Yuga. Twice to this Dwapar, thrice Treta, and Chatur four folded Chatur Yuga. All max 8,32,000,000. And same period like Sandhya, evening. And all this